Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Loverboy, Ken Laird. That was Loverboy's first hit. And are you going all Loverboy rejoins all show?
I don't think we can do that to the audience.
Well, you could do It's Friday Junior, mm-hmm. So you could do Working for the Weekend.
Sure.
I feel like they have a bigger song than that. I feel like I heard of a band Loverboy, but that's not the song.
That's not their number one hit.
Yeah.
That was their first hit.
What's their number one hit?
The one for the lead was their...
What?
Turn Me Loose.
Turn Me Loose was not their biggest hit. Working for the Weekend is their big. Everybody's working for the Weekend.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's their biggest hit. That's their biggest hit. And then Queen of the Broken Hearts was a pretty big hit, too.
That I heard.
Loving Every Minute of It is a terrible song. Terrible.
You don't like that?
No, awful. Too repetitive. I mean, they had to have toured with Aldo Nova at some point.
I think they did.
Probably played with
it. It was probably some kind of a Great White North tour or... Sponsored by Labatt Blue.
That's probably why you were confused.
By the Labatt Blue.
Hey. Labatt Blue.
Yeah. This is Steve in Quincy. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going? I just want you to let you know I'm in my car alone with my mask on.
Oh, good.
You guys are safe.
Great. Thank you. That makes Ken happy. Thank you.
Second, you got to know your demographic. You should sponsor a lap dance at a local strip joint if you get your vaccination.
That would be, you know what? That would probably work in some parts of Massachusetts, I think. And certainly, definitely in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Listen, it's about the Rogers thing. I know it's a little late. I waited on hold forever.
Yeah, no,
I realize what a loser I am. But
no, that's all right. I'm glad you did.
So, like, Rogers doesn't have the weight Brady has. Like, none of these quarterbacks do. It's a whole different situation. Like, comparing them, it's just not comparable. A guy wins, and that's what he does, and that's what it's all about. It's all about winning. Can't say, like Rogers is a fool. They're all fools. Like, well, they're acting as if they're him.
Listen, Wiggy's lead was essentially praising Tom Brady for giving quarterbacks that are under contract the power to demand that they run the organization. If I could summarize your lead.
Yeah, I would say that. Or, you know, they want their voice to be heard and they want to be, you know, they want to know what's going on.
So in Aaron Rodgers' mind, it is when a team is drafting,
mm-hmm.
and they have the opportunity to draft the best player at a position that they will need at some point.
Right.
A player that is, you know, in the case of Love, is somebody that the experts think will be a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They need to run that by Aaron Rodgers for permission in your mind.
Yeah, because
in order to do the best thing for the franchise, they have to run every decision by Aaron Rodgers.
Well, is that the best thing for the franchise?
But they get to pick that. Don't get to pick that.
When Aaron Rodgers is still like, I want to play, and I know I'm going to play at least 4 more years, why wouldn't you draft an offensive player that could help the team now and help me out now? I think that's Aaron Rodgers was upset about that, and the fact that he wasn't retiring. In the same way Brady was upset when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo.
So like, Aaron Rodgers has and
show me the loyalty.
I think Terry Bradshaw said this. Was it Terry Bradshaw the other day?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has no faith in himself whatsoever. Or maybe even it was Brett Favre who said it. You're Aaron Rodgers. You should be able to beat somebody out. If there's competition in training camp from a rookie, you beat him out. You look at that like a challenge. Give me a break.
Yeah, but why?
I always wondered this about Tom Brady. Why was Tom Brady afraid of Jimmy Garoppolo?
I don't think he was afraid of Jimmy Garoppolo. Why is it that you need to add a headache? Like, if we need
add a headache?
If we need players that are going to help us out and I still want to play and I ain't going nowhere, why are you drafting my replacement? That basically tells me that you don't want me. So if that's the case, then let me go trade me.
If you deflate football, sometimes you're suspended for a few games. You might need a guy to pinch hit for you.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore that. But Aaron Rodgers, after he signed his latest contract, he wrote on Instagram while holding up the number one Packer jersey from draft night, "It's been an amazing ride the last 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to start year 14 knowing that my future is here in Green Bay. Hashtag Packer for life."
Right.
Huh.
And then what happened? They drafted Jordan Love after that. So I don't get, like, if you're committing to me, why are you then drafting a guy when I know I'm still playing for at least 4 more years, who's probably not going to play for the organization if I'm still playing in 4 years, the same way Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play for the Patriots?
So if you
sign, was the dumbest draft pick ever.
If you sign a 3-year contract here.
Okay.
And you don't get your way when it comes to your input on something that's happening at the radio station, like who the co-host is, then you just take your ball and go home and walk away in the middle of the contract?
Well,
because you didn't get your way because you're J. Charles Wiggins?
Well, if the name of the show...
I don't think you would do that.
If the name of the show was the Wiggy Show...
It's not. It's
right,
not,
that's the point.
Is it the Green Bay Rodgers?
It's not.
It is not the Green Bay Rodgers.
Now, you're being fraudulent now.
I'm not being fraudulent.
Aaron Rodgers isn't the face of that franchise that makes that franchise move.
This guy double check.
I mean, think about it. Are they where they are because of Aaron Rodgers? Yes.
They've got 11 years with Aaron Rodgers, probably the most talented quarterback
right,
in the NFL.
That's a
and they
different argument.
They've
that's...
got 11 years with Aaron Rodgers, the most talented quarterback in the NFL, without winning a damn thing.
Right. Because I think Rodgers is better than Brady.
But they won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. That's a different argument.
One Super Bowl.
But the argument,
so Joe Flacco should get 10 years and $200 million?
On a stacked team.
The argument isn't whether or not they won Super Bowls with Aaron Rodgers. The argument is Aaron Rodgers their best player? Is he the face of that franchise? That's the question. Russell Wilson.
Currently he is.
Is Russell Wilson the face of the Seattle Seahawks franchise?
Yes.
So is it a smart move to have the face of the franchise, the guy on your that you put this team on his shoulders and go, we're going to draft a guy to replace you, or at least it looks like that's what we're doing.
For a guy to basically be telling people behind the scenes, whether it's free agents that are going to come there, hey, you shouldn't come here, or to be telling everybody in the organization, I'm retiring if I'm not traded, that's not the kind of guy I want on my team or in my organization. Because it's all about money with him or it's all about respect with him. I mean, he's respected because he's highly paid at the position.
Mm-hmm.
And why is he nervous? You think he's afraid of Jordan Love taking his job?
Didn't Brady do that with Gronk?
Okay.
Just hey, season's going to be over. Come play with me down wherever I land.
Well, that's kind of true. But this Rodgers report, Greg, is indefensible. I mean, Garoppolo, NFL Network, says Rodgers telling the team's prospective free agents going back to last year, quote, "Before you make any decisions, I'm probably not going to be there," end quote. That is like terminate contract.
It's despicable.
That is totally despicable.
Well, don't you think that the player comes in? So let's say they went after, who's the top wide receiver in the league right now? DeAndre Hopkins.
Gunnar Olszewski.
Is a free agent. Hey, DeAndre, we want you to come here. Oh, yeah, I want to come here, this, that, and the other. And then all next thing you know, wait a second, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be here?
Is there anything Rodgers could do that you would criticize?
I'm not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
No, I'm asking on
this
topic.
I think he's overrated in the sense that, like you, Curtis, I believe the guy's, you know, been a great quarterback and only has won once. So
is not important to him. I made that point weeks ago.
But we're not talking about we're talking about...
I mean, Terry Bradshaw basically said he was mentally weak if he was threatened by Love.
So
I mean, isn't that about what it is?
No, so my, true. My lead was Brady's the one who kind of got the ball rolling for quarterbacks to be able to do this.
Well, Brady was a free agent.
He didn't like the fact that they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know, he's a coach, so you know, I'm a player.
Right, and there were reports that the reason why Bill moved on from Garoppolo is because Brady was going to Kraft bitching about it.
Speaking of Tom Brady, Curtis, he has referenced New England once again.
Yes, this is a rough scene. So I finally got the background story on it. So WAJER is the name of the yacht manufacturer. I don't know how to, Wager, I guess I'll just say it's that.
Okay.
And he was, I'm sure he got this for free because he's at a conference via Zoom.
About yachts?
Yes, talking about yachts.
Now that he has a yacht.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's asked if he's, quote, a yachty.
Okay, a yachty?
A yachty.
Okay.
Little yachty.
Have you always been a yachty? Have you always been a man of the water?
I was in New England for a lot of years, which is kind of a boating community. But moving down to Tampa Bay last year, I lived right here on this beautiful bay, Old Hillsborough Bay. The first thing I did when I got here was said, I need a boat. I got to be able to get out on this beautiful water. I'm looking forward to continuing my captainship over the course of my life because I really enjoy being on the water. I mean, I'm planning on being in Florida for a long time. I don't see us moving out of here for quite a while. So if ever, but just to have the opportunity to be on the water. And you know, we spent Christmas on our boat. We spent New Year's on our boat. Now it's just getting into boating season.
He loves this guy.
I see.
There's no water around here. Yeah. I mean, where can you get a boat?
Well, no, we don't have beautiful water. We got ugly water here. We invented boating. We invented America and we invented boating. And now the guy is knocking the kind of boating that we have around these parts. What an ingrate.
Aren't you glad he's gone? Did you really want him for two more years?
But yet, Aaron Rodgers is the a-hole.
Wait, so you're saying Brady's an a-hole?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but who took the tree and fashioned a canoe out of it? New England. First people to do that.
Did they?
Yeah, we were the first ones to do that.
Breaking, at Jay Wiggs calls Tom Brady an a-hole.
We invented boating, and now the guy is talking about how our water isn't beautiful.
I agree with him on that. Florida water is pretty beautiful.
So he's a yacht rock guy now, I'm assuming, Tom Brady?
Probably, yeah.
He's a yachty?
He's a yachty.
When did you become a yachty?
Have you always been a yachty?
That's a question you can only ask to like eight people in the world, by the way.
Oh, my God.
When did you become a yachty? Oh, when I got my first billion. That's when I became a yachty.
It's Florida, Tom.
All right. We got to get to Ken Laird and what is trending this morning.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. Rangers Capitals last night, not off in the lead and trending around these parts, but it was a fight card we expected. 3-fight line brawl, 1 second in.
I love it.
They set a record. Well, in the last 40 years, there's never been this many fights in the first 5 minutes. 6 fights in all. Tom Wilson jumped by Brendan Smith. He'd leave the game.
He left with a fake injury.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
So he didn't have to deal with it anymore.
Capitals got the last laugh, I guess. They win the game. TJ Oshie had a hat trick. Bruins get the Rangers, meanwhile, tonight at 7. First of the final four here. Final four games of the season and then the playoffs next year.
And Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins will join us sometime during the 9 o'clock hour today.
Awesome.
And we'll talk about the playoffs and we'll talk about Wilson and we'll talk about all that stuff with Sean Corrali.
Beautiful. Red Sox had a rough night. Fell to the Tigers 6-5 in 10 innings. J.D. Martinez hit his 10th homer and tied it up in the 7th. But in the 10th, Garrett Whitlock, a rare stumble. 3-run shot to Jamer Candelario. Red Sox got 2 in the bottom of the 10th, but Michael Fulmer, who was the previous day's starter, struck out Kike Hernandez to end it. After the rain delay, it was a long night as well. Rubber match today. Greg, you love day baseball. 1:10 first pitch, heading to Fenway.
Can't wait. I'm not going to Fenway today, no. But but it will be a beautiful day for baseball.
Perfect day.
And we're almost up to the 25%. I think that's next week, right?
Ooh, man. Wish it was today. Today's going
to
be a gym.
Ticket prices are not dropping, though.
No.
Not till they get... They won't go back to normal till it's 100%.
And you're having trouble getting Bruins tickets.
Yeah.
The prices are like $2,000 a seat or something.
Yeah, you know, I'm frugal. So it's the prices are three times what they are.
You don't have a Bruins Connect, man?
In a pre-pandemic.
As much as you, you know, put the Bruins up there.
I don't like to ask for free things.
Okay.
Not my thing. I don't like to ask for free things.
12:10 pregame with Muttman on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Nathan Eovaldi today. Third no-hitter in baseball on the season. Orioles' John Means blanking the Mariners. First in baseball history without a walk, hit by pitch, or an error per Elias. So he gets that job done. Celtics blew out the Magic 132-96. Kemba back. Wiggy loved that. 32 points after missing four games. Chicago tomorrow may get Jaylen Brown back. Right now they are the sixth seed, tied with Miami, who is the seven. And Kyrie fined $35,000 for repeated refusal to talk to the media in the postgame. Second time this has happened. The last time he had that Instagram post, Greg, where he talked about, stop distracting me and my team, appreciate the art. We move different over here.
Right.
I don't talk to pawns.
Wanting to talk to a guy postgame is distracting the team.
He should do a Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here not to get fined.
I mean, meanwhile, every team in the NBA and every other sport gives their players the opportunity to talk to the media afterwards, and they all take it.
Let's see how you rip Belichick after the season, what way he talks to the media.
Has he refused to talk to the media ever?
Just because you're there and you're going, eh, brr, brr, mm, brr. Does that really mean you're talking
to him? Has ripped Belichick and Brady this morning.
I mean, how the tables have turned around these parts.
I'm not ripping them. I'm just showing how fraudulent you guys are. You sit there and you go, oh, this guy doesn't talk to the media. But then people criticize Belichick for not talking to the media.
If you were Kyrie.
And I love it. I say, Bill, don't talk to the media because they're going to twist your words. Kyrie, don't talk to the media.
Breaking, you are the
Brady,
media.
Brady, guess what? They don't want to listen to you. Then you take your ball and you go elsewhere. And now you see guys like Rodgers. Way to be the trend center. Rosa Parks of quarterbacks and them getting their power back.
Wiggy, I love you. I know you. I love you.
Yep.
You would never have been a guy who refused to talk to the media.
But that's
you're being
not,
fraudulent when
no,
you
just,
say this.
But just because I'm not that guy doesn't mean I have an issue with guys who don't do it. See, that's the difference. I understand. I could see it from both sides. I might not do it, but I don't have an issue with guys who do it because they feel like the media will twist their words.
Okay.
So I got no problem with that.
All right.
I'm keeping it 100. Unlike you. You and Curtis keeping it a negative -50 because you're fraudulent.
And you're twisting Biden's words next? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'll do that next.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Knowing Eric, and I think I know him fairly well, if he has a grudge, whether it be against the organization or a player or an arch rival or family, friends, he ain't budging. I don't see him coming back and saying, if this is not resolved, however, whatever the issue is, if it's not resolved, or even if it's resolved, but he feels like they got one up on him, he ain't gonna play. Knowing Aaron, he would sit.
Brett Favre yesterday on Aaron Rodgers.
He ain't lying. He don't even talk to his brother.
He's a weird dude. Aaron Rodgers is a weird guy.
Don't they have like that whole family issue where he don't even talk to his brother Jordan over some like crazy stuff?
Yeah, and he likes to be the little spoon, right, which is weird.
I'm telling you, he ain't playing for
the
Packers.
I thought it was the little ladle.
I guess if you're stressed out then and you're a guy, mm-hmm, then you like being the little.
I don't mind being. I'm backpacked, though. I'm not spooned.
What do you mean?
Like, my wife likes to be on my back. Yeah. Like a backpack.
Well, she can't full big spoon around you, obviously. Well, that would be an issue. Yeah, but, I mean, I guess, but no guy wants to be the little spoon at all times. I mean, at some point, you want to be the big spoon.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a hugger.
Yeah, I don't mind. Back and forth.
So if he doesn't get his way, Brett Favre says, mm-hmm, Aaron Rodgers retires.
Yep.
What is his way? What are they supposed to do? Get rid of Love?
No, trade Rodgers.
Trade Rodgers.
You clearly don't want him because you drafted a quarterback, so move on from him.
No, they wanted him. They also wanted to have a good backup quarterback.
A backup quarterback that's never going to play if Rodgers says he's still playing in 4 and 5 years?
How did Aaron Rodgers get his job? By the way, remind me. What happened with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers?
Well,
Brett Favre,
I'll remind you because I was in Minnesota when they drafted Brett Favre. Every year, Brett Favre was, I'm retiring, I'm retiring, I'm retiring. That's why. How'd the backup quarterback work out here when a team drafted a guy and the guy that was playing in front of them was still playing at a MVP level, who said, I'm not retiring anytime soon?
I'll tell you how it worked out here. That guy went and whined to the owner, mm-hmm, and the owner decided that to try to solve the whining, that he would tell the coach that he had to get rid of a pretty good quarterback. That's how it worked out here.
And they won 3 Super Bowls, and they traded Jimmy G for a second. So in the end, right, they basically netted neutral.
All right, so then there you go. Trade Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is whining right now. If Brady did it and worked for Brady, why can't Rodgers do it?
Because he hasn't won.
We got to keep going down this road of Aaron Rodgers not winning.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of the game.
Is Charles Barkley not a good NBA, a great NBA basketball player because he never won a championship? Is Dan Marino not one of the top 10 or 15 greatest quarterbacks of all time?
They're knocked all the time because they didn't win, Wiggy. No, Rodgers is going to go down as the biggest puss of ever and the most untapped talent.
We are not talking about that. We're talking about your franchise guy wanting to have input in the organization. That's what we're talking about. I don't care how many championships he won or hasn't won. This organization, the Green Bay Packers, would not be where they are right now if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers. And if you don't want him, then move on.
Yeah.
I mean, they've never had mind Aaron Rodgers.
Never mind a guy named Lombardi.
Right.
No, I'm talking about right now, Greg. I'm not talking about 60 years ago.
They have underachieved year after year after year.
So then trade him.
That's what they're going to end up doing here. And Josina Anderson commented on this last night. I thought she made a great point on Twitter. She said that there are many executives around the NFL that do not view Brady as a guy that can be a corollary to other players. He is a standalone in terms of his accomplishments on and off the field. So that Aaron Rodgers trying to do this Brady-esque move has turned people off, basically saying that he's the anti-Brady. He hasn't met his expectations at all.
I mean, he basically wants the GM fired because he's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, how is that good for any business, never mind an NFL franchise, where it's not about one guy? It's about, and you of all people should know this.
I'm able to see both sides of it, unlike you of all people who should understand. This is my show, the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah.
If management went and didn't tell me who the co-host was or who they were bringing in, you make it sound like you'd be cool with that. Oh, okay, you know what? I got nothing to say. I'm just an employee. Why would I complain about it? I take my money and I do what the organization tells me.
I do in most cases.
Stop it, Greg.
I do in most cases.
And Aaron Rodgers does it in most cases.
I wouldn't be, by the way, if they were going to bring somebody in here to work on the weekends, I wouldn't be afraid that the person's going to come and take my job.
Okay.
That's what Aaron Rodgers
is. You came over from AAF.
Yeah.
And you brought a program director. Then you didn't want that guy. You got him out of here. You didn't like the program director that was already here. So he's gone. Now it's like, all right, I don't really.
Shots fired. Boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop. I had nothing to do with upstairs Joe or downstairs Joe leaving.
I guarantee you they ran it by you.
I like both people. Did they run it by me?
Did they? You tell me.
I don't know.
Give me a little window into the
phone call might have come in or something like that. I don't know.
Wiggs, that is the greatest point of the day. Why do you think Ken and I want no part of the PD job?
I'm just an Dunsky. Employee. I'm just an employee. I'm employee number 1073. That's what I am. I just do what they tell me.
Okay.
Show up here. I get my make sure that my workspace is clean, and then I except for yesterday.
A question for the audience:
Who is somebody going to clean this food up before the end of the program? I feel the afternoon guys were upset, and rightly so. It was a mess in here yesterday.
Whose job is it?
Spaz. It's Spaz. We'll get Spaz in here to clean things up. Yes, Curtis.
What on-air talent other than yours truly has their own office?
Well, now we're going by offices.
Well, that's part of it. It's like Aaron Rodgers saying, hey, listen, you know what? I want my own parking space.
I mean, I call that area up there the corridor of power, in case you're wondering.
Right. Who's on that corridor? You and the GM. No, load them up.
Mark Hannon is not the general manager.
What is he?
He's some sort of a regional president or something.
So he's
like
above
that.
The GM.
Well, oh yeah.
I don't know where people rank. I don't worry about titles.
It goes Mark, Mr. Field, and then Greg. That's the.
I thought it went Greg, Mr. Fields, Mark Hannon.
Here's don't forget Boomer. Boomer's.
He's another
Boomer
one
is above
there.
Me. Boomer's above me in this company. Hello, Nate.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Nate?
Hey, in Wiggy's words for you, Greg, and Curtis there, you guys are fraudulent. Because if you think about it, right, if you don't like where you work, you're going to keep staying there or you're going to leave?
If you signed a contract?
Yeah, if you signed a contract. But say, wait a minute now. Say you they got rid of Curtis, they got rid of Wiggy, they got rid of Ken. You going to still be there?
I need to pay college tuition at Bentley University.
If you haven't figured it out,
you'll
find another place.
But if you haven't, I'm not Aaron Rodgers.
Let me get my point real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, well, hold on. Do you know that Green Bay hasn't drafted a wide receiver or a tight end in the past since 2002, 2003?
Well,
same thing as Brady, right? Those 10 years that they didn't win for 10 years. Brady had enough by the time he got to the end of his career, and you look at all the people that he got, and he wasn't getting in here. He said, "I gotta go." Brady just held on for longer than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wants to look at his career and go, you know what? What did I come out with? Those guys over there, just like Adam Gase, just like Mike Tannenbaum as a GM there, they looked at those guys and said, you know what? I can't work with those guys. That's what's happening in the NFL right now. They're trying to maximize the time they have for a career and come out with something.
Okay.
Rodgers wants to leave. It's not just one thing. There's all kinds of things going on in that organization. They said, you know what? I've had enough.
And you're okay with guys signing contracts, big-ticket contracts, and then deciding halfway through that they didn't get a say in X decision, and so they want out, and then they demand it, or they're not going to play.
These organizations, they said even with Mike McCarthy, he was working with them. They said he didn't even know half the plays sometimes. If you don't have a competent organization, you're going to stay there and waste your career away, knowing these guys have. You know, you have a career of, 30, 40 years in the NFL, Wiggy. You know this.
Right.
They got it from maybe, eight?
No.
Maybe 10 years?
No, it's...
Like, the anatomy is not Tom Brady.
2.5 years.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two and a half years.
Yeah. All right. I mean, interesting way of looking
He's
at
right,
it.
He's right, though.
You would agree. Now, Mike is from Rhode Island. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Wiggy.
Yo.
You know, it's all about preparation when it comes to love. What if, you know, look at the Patriots. They got caught the pants down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, nobody would back him up. So the Packers are planning for life beyond Aaron Rodgers, okay? And until Aaron Rodgers stops signing the paychecks of the players, he should be very limited in his input, okay? He's not putting the money out. He signed a contract. Do what you're told to do. Play the game. Play at your contract. It's easy as that.
See, Wiggy doesn't feel that way. He thinks Aaron Rodgers is the face of the franchise. Therefore, he gets to dictate to everybody in the organization what they do or don't do. And that's the way Wiggy feels about it.
No, it's not dictate, it's have some say. When you're that important and valuable to the organization, Greg, you're that valuable and the organization knows that. Why wouldn't you have a good open dialogue with your star employee?
So when the organization was going to go out and draft a quarterback,
yep,
and they decided that it was going to be Jordan Love,
mm-hmm.
let me guess what Aaron Rodgers' input into that would have been. It would have been no, right? No, I'm your quarterback.
It would have been like the caller said, why would you draft a quarterback when you just signed me to an extension? I'm not going anywhere. We need help on offense.
He's never going to get hurt.
How about they're not
allowed to provide for to prepare for the eventuality that he gets hurt?
When you draft a quarterback in the first round, Aaron Rodgers is no idiot. It's not when he got to the league in 2004, whatever that year is. When you draft a quarterback in the first round, they eventually want that guy to be the starting quarterback in 2 years.
But of course, it's a team, Wiggy. That's why you can't give employees control. They're thinking about themselves, the employee. The company thinks for the company's sake. It's in the best interest of the Packers
Brady left.
To get another guy in the pipeline.
And that's exactly why Tom Brady left.
As a free agent.
Yeah, but he was fortunate that his contract played out that way.
He negotiated an exit.
No, he was fortunate that they didn't franchise him.
He negotiated that.
Right, listen to what I'm saying. He was fortunate that it played out that way because if Tom Brady went down the road of the Drew Brees where he wanted that contract, let's say, after the, 2017 season, now he'd be in a position where, okay, I'm stuck in this contract, and the only way I can push them to bring guys in is I got to say, do something or trade me.
Wiggy, but the whole difference is, ignore what you just said. The mm-hmm. difference is Brady, the way this should be done, negotiated an exit from the organization. Then he left. Aaron Rodgers signed a 4-year deal mm-hmm. with $130 million in guaranteed money, told everyone that day that he's a, quote, Packer
right.
for life, and now he wants out.
Well,
the situations are not similar in the least.
Brady did a good job of plotting and scheming on his exit plan a few years before that.
Wiggy wants the Kyrie Irving player-run league. That's what you want. Kyrie, yep. Right?
Yeah, well, I mean...
That's what you want with the NFL.
I don't want a players-run league.
Yes,
and
do.
I don't want the
yes,
Super League like they did in the European soccer owners where they want to get all the best players in the Super League.
Yeah, Istanbul.
I don't want that. What I do want is that if I'm an owner of a team and my star player quarterback, I'm communicating with him. Hey, Aaron, I know we just signed you. You want to be around for, you know, play 4 or 5 more years? We're thinking about drafting a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron going, really?
Yeah, forget about it. Why don't you bring us? Do what's best for the team. Do what's best for
why
me.
Why don't you bring in some players
that are
going to help us?
All right. More on this, I'm sure, this morning. I have Red Sox tickets to give away during the 8 o'clock hour. Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins, the playoff-bound Boston Bruins, will join us during the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for the dumbest of the day.
This Tampa Bay team, it's like it's they are the when you think about the
on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, time for the dumbest of the day. And out of everything that happened yesterday, Curtis, we have determined that this may have been the dumbest, correct?
Yes, I need that as my ringtone. So a week after, we all saw a crazy scene at Miami International Airport where people were punching each other in the face over seat assignments on the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
We have another set of violence between two women who got into a verbal altercation on a plane, according to a video posted on YouTube. It's titled "Annoying Loudmouths from Chicago Start a Fight with People on the Airplane and End Up in a Fight at the Airport." So the footage is taken from a fellow traveler, and we have some audio from the airport.
What are they arguing over?
Masks.
It's masks.
Yep.
Are people still resorting to physical violence over masks in this country?
Yeah,
really?
Right. You get out a lot, but you got to get to the other side of the track, man.
people are still fighting over masks.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
fighting over masks, Popeye chicken sandwiches.
Haven't you just
shortage of wings?
Haven't you just been beaten down enough and you've given in at this point?
I never give in. I told you from day one. There will be violence.
Yeah, you were dead on.
I told you. You
predicted violence.
I know how things operate. What you mean you ain't got no more wings in here? Lemon pepper wings.
And, Greg, you mentioned yesterday when we discussed the new information from science that your nose size relates to your package.
Yes.
Maybe that's why the second gentleman always wears his mask. He doesn't want people to see a small nose.
I'm going to measure my nose between breaks. There's got to be a ruler in here because I feel like I got a pretty good size nose.
You want to measure?
I feel like I do, because you said from the top of the, to the tip of my nose.
I scheduled a nose implant surgery yesterday.
So that's the wrong place.
So that
better go down a little further.
That way, when I'm walking down the street, the smokes are like, look at the size of the nose on that dude.
But isn't that like, isn't that like false advertisement?
Why is he with 12-year-olds?
It doesn't matter. You know what takes care of false advertisement? Turn the lights off. All right, we're going to get to the news coming up next. And as we learned on this show yesterday, your choice of tortillas says a lot about a man. We'll find out what our president had to eat on Cinco de Mayo and the rest of the news coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
News is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com. Last night, Ken, in your hometown of Brookline, health leaders met and they agreed that they would lift the Brookline outdoor mask mandate, but not until May 21st. So another few weeks of masks in the out-of-doors in Brookline. Here is an unnamed Brookline resident with a reaction.
I think you have to be cautious. This is not over. Personally, I wear it. It's not going to hurt.
Right, right. Just wear it. Yeah, you wear it. Keep wearing it. If you want to keep wearing it, you could keep wearing it. Do you need a mandate if people who want to wear it, wear it? How does that work, Ken? I mean,
I'm so frustrated by this. I'm at the playground every day, and I've got to wear it with my daughter.
You're not by myself. You're not a mask guy. I mean, right?
No, not really. I mean, I've just tried to stay away from people.
Yes, yes.
Greg, I overheard something at the office regarding Ken.
Yes.
He was talking to you about wanting to go out and drink and celebrate and party out of doors inside at Southie restaurants and bars.
Giant hypocrite. Yes, Laird. He has his. When's your second shot?
I've already gotten it.
It's 2 weeks after it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for 2 weeks. That will be the 14th next Friday.
Yes.
So yeah. We were talking about going out and having a beer.
We weren't talking about it. You said I can't wait till I get my freedom. It's like VJ Day. Ken's gonna be like that guy in the World War II photo who's kissing the nurse
Why is that mockable? Curtis will still be at home by himself, even though he doesn't care about COVID.
I think Curtis is pointing out that it's you haven't gone out in a year and a half. It's somewhat comical.
It's comical.
You now want to go?
I thought it was hypocritical. How is it hypocritical, Curtis? Go ahead, explain.
You know you still can get the coronavirus, right?
Curtis, you're awful quiet over there. What's the issue?
I don't know why you're so angry.
Well, you're mocking me for going out. You wanted me to go out for a year and a half. Now I'm going to go out. I got the vaccine. Now what's wrong?
Because it's do as I say, not as I do.
How?
In every aspect of this, you shout down anybody that wants to return to a sense of normalcy.
No, I don't. If you're vaccinated, go out.
I think it's white privilege, to be honest. We've been vaccinated very early. We should not be celebrating.
You got it. You still know you can get COVID, right, Ken?
Very minimal chance.
But you still can get it.
True.
You know, there's there is good news for the basics, for the Instagram influencers. Uh-huh. Lawn on D is opening up, Curtis.
Oh, man.
On May 19th.
Oh, the gram is going to be exploding.
So that's good news.
I don't really understand the Lawn on D thing.
What do you mean? You go there and you cram 5 of your friends into a swing and you take a picture for Instagram. That's what it's that's
right.
What it's
but like, so what do you do the next 2 hours?
You just walk around.
Well, you can't walk around.
Oh, you can't walk around?
I mean, is it odd that Lawn on D is opening up the swings and everybody can get on them and spread their droplets,
right,
but no other place that serves alcohol can open up? Oh, wait a second. The Lawn on D is owned by the Mass Convention Bureau. So therefore...
Is that what it is?
Yes, that is what it is.
I hate that place.
By the way, that was just the most angry I have ever seen Ken.
It's just totally stupid.
He'll be out. He'll be at the. You'll be at the lounge this Friday night, Ken.
Not this Friday, next Friday.
Oh, next Friday. My bad.
And you trust
my
it's bad. Exactly 2 weeks? Like, who came up with that?
Fauci.
We have had no trials of any semblance of normalcy.
Get Spaz in here. Spaz, come in here.
But how do you know it's 2 weeks?
What do you, now? When you go out, are you? You're probably the kind of guy. What do you wear? Like a short sleeve button down?
All right, I'm going out myself.
No, I'll take you out. I'd love
Ken,
to
I'll go out with you.
I would love to take you out.
I'm going out with Wiggy.
We can blow back heavy.
We'll do, let's do it.
It's what would you call it? Victory over the virus day. It would be VV day.
Right.
We'll do that. When is it? Next Friday?
Next Friday.
Hey, we're only 2 weeks away from the beach cornament in Ocean Park or Old Orchard Beach. So 2 weeks, you'll be able to roam the beaches of Old Orchard Beach, Ken, playing cornhole.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like his first day out. You know what I mean? When somebody gets released from prison, it's his first day. Yeah. So
it's like Michael Scott in 40-Year-Old Virgin when he first goes
hilarious.
To the bar. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Feels like Sam.
It's hilarious.
It's like Michael Scott.
That's just problematic.
It's like that scene in The Office.
Yes, I sit at home by myself. That's my life. You can join me if you want. It's very enjoyable.
Oh, that was a classic scene.
Here's a text that says, by the way, Ken, you still can't just go out to have a beer. You have to order food as well. That provision that odd provision remains in place.
I'm all about it.
You're all about it.
Support the local businesses.
You've been eating canned spam for the last 14 months.
That's feet.
True.
So of course.
Eating that feet.
Will this be your first time at a restaurant?
Indoors, hell yeah.
Ah, all right.
But he's free though.
Can I invite some unvaccinated listeners to come hang out with you, or how do you want to? Yeah, how do you want to
their
do
life?
It?
That's fine. That's
okay. He's vaccinated. Ken's vaccinated. He don't care.
This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Oh, sign me up for that. I got Kenny's first round.
Yeah, you got his first round?
100% Hill Dog. I'll take care of Kenny.
You will not be able to, if you get the beer from the server, you cannot hand it to Ken because of transmission. So.
By the way, did you see Spaz's spelling of Derek on the call screener?
Spaz is a horrible
leave
spelling.
Tony alone. Hill Dog, he's so intense. When he's answering the phones.
Is he really?
It's a riot. I didn't know it was. I couldn't tell your voice. Let me. You know, I'm nervous. And he's focused. He's laser focused. And now spelling, he's never been good at, Ken. So you got to give him. Got to give him a break on that. You know, and can I just one thing with this whole stupid made up crisis as we, you know, try to get over it. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem, Ken, is if the government and the health officials would just like be honest and not think that the American people are too stupid to understand and just give it to us straight, we'd probably be ahead of this, you know, 6 months ago.
Yeah.
The fact is they continue to make things up, twist things, call things vaccines when they're not vaccines, call an outbreak when it's not an outbreak. You know, the list has already canceled the 4th of July fireworks, these people. It's a complete joke.
Can't you just be happy for Ken Laird? He is finally, 1 week from tomorrow, going to be out at a restaurant.
Thank you.
That is the beauty of being vaccinated, right?
Correct. Positive. And I don't want to be shamed by Republicans when I go out. I'd like to enjoy myself, Curtis.
I'm sure that everybody, when I announce where we're going, I'm sure that everybody who comes will be there to give you a high five.
No high fives.
So there's no fireworks?
Head nod.
No, he was no high fives before this.
So there's no fireworks?
I started working with him, and he gave me a fist bump.
And unity is the path forward.
No fireworks.
No
yeah.
fireworks are yeah. July 4th? Really?
Yeah, no.
I thought the president said July 4th. We'll be back to normal.
No.
No?
No. It's going to be Labor Day.
Labor Day?
Fauci said yesterday we're in the sixth inning.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, is it a doubleheader? Because those are only seven innings.
Hopefully he's not throwing out the first pitch. You thought we were in the ninth inning.
What Fauci said.
You thought we were about to have a walk-off.
Fauci said that we'll be back to normal.
Nope. Sixth inning.
July 4th.
We haven't even gotten to Sweet Caroline yet.
Wow.
Now everybody's calling. This is Juddy from the Twitch chat. We can continue the news. I'm fine with that. Juddy, what's up?
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid. What's going on, Juddy?
Nothing. So the Twitch community gathered our resources, and we would like to donate $500 to the foundation for the Greg Wear a T-shirt
Dress
contest.
Greg? Dress Greg.
Yep, Dress Greg.
What was it? And, what, I'm guessing it was a buck a person. What'd you get? 500 people together? They all gave a buck.
Listen, we're not all one percenters like you. You know.
All right. What's the shirt? Let me guess. What the shirt is going to say?
Go ahead.
Twitch is my daddy. Is that what it's going to say?
It will be. It's custom made.
Okay, it's custom made. All right, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. It's got to be XL. And, unfortunately, I don't know, Juddy. I don't know if you heard, but there's been a Peloton recall, so I can no longer use my Peloton.
You can't stay away from it.
So, Gerg, yes. That's treadmills. You have the bike. No excuses.
I know, but I'm worried because they did a recall on the treadmill. I'm worried about the bike, so I'm going to lay off the bike for 6 months.
Yeah, you should stay 6 feet away from
that
the
sounds
bike.
That sounds like Ken Jong-un thought process there.
All right. I welcome it. $500 from the Twitch chat, and I'll wear whatever the shirt is. And today, quick. Let me just get a plug in for FM Generator out of Canton and Jim Davis, who is the sales manager over there. And they gave a significant donation to Dress Greg, to the Greg Hill Foundation, so that I would wear their. This is a sweatshirt, actually.
Right.
So it's great. So if you're interested in that, you want a gratuitous plug for your organization on the Twitch feed, then you just got to give $100 or more to the foundation, and I will wear whatever you want me to wear. So you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org, Dress Greg, and get in on that. And the news continues next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.